Hello and welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is host Christina Michelle Patterson. And on today's Juno Afternoon, I've been talking about three ways to heal from judgment. In this final segment, I'll go ahead and recap our discussion today. At the top of the show, I shared about how there are many opportunities for us to pass judgment on people and situations right now with things happening with the pandemic, with the racial tension and unrest that we're experiencing, and with the presidential election, as well as natural disasters that are happening all over the country. I also shared how too much judgment has a negative effect on our thoughts and our emotions and even our physical health. And finally, I gave some ideas on how we can redirect our attention instead of directing it outwards and focusing on what other people are doing. We can turn that energy and attention towards ourselves and focus on healing from the things that we tend to judge most often. And so three ways that we could do that is to bring more mindfulness to our thoughts and our actions. And we can do that by measuring our judgmental thoughts and our judgmental actions, and hopefully noticing our judgmental thoughts and actions decreasing over time. I also suggested four questions that you can ask yourself around why you're judging so harshly if you find yourself dealing with that. And finally, I shared a cultivate compassion mantra. You can use the one that I shared, which is, I choose to see the light in you, and the light in you is all I see. Or you can make up your own, or maybe a prayer, or anything that you feel is going to be helpful to help you to focus on the good in others more than the negative. I'm your host, Christina Michelle Patterson, and this has been a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. Some of the resources that I used for today's show are the book Judgment Detox by Gabby Bernstein, the book The Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav. You can also search Gary Zukav and judgmentalness on YouTube. He has been on the Oprah show 36 times, and he has a lot to say about releasing judgment. And then I also shared an excerpt from Psychology Today, and the article was entitled Why Judging Others is Bad for You by Robin Cottom, PhD. Something else that you can look into if you would like to go further with this topic is the emotional freedom technique, or also called EFT or tapping, which is a wonderful way to reprogram your negative thoughts to be more positive. And unfortunately, I don't have time to go into it here on the air, but definitely take a look into it if it's something that interests you and that you think might be of help to you. So we're going to go ahead and close this show, and I appreciate the time that you have given to being here today. And we love hearing from you at the Black Awareness Association of Juno. You can like us on Facebook and we can keep in touch there. And for those who have asked how they can make a donation and if Black Awareness accepts donations, the answer is yes. And you can contact us at junobaa@gmail.com for more information on that. We're here every Thursday afternoon and really appreciate this opportunity to share this time with you. Until next week, take care.